Chapter 3 Purple Haze. Juniper's eyes were twinkling. His irises were as deep as the oceans of Gleesphere, and they were now sparkling and glittering as he was delighted with life. He was sitting in the command module of the spaceship talking to Captain Jake, who had been flattering him, Dew and River, about their amazing magical abilities.
"I saw you all appear half an hour ago," grinned Captain Jake.
"So, I rushed up here to explain why I was trying to get hold of you all after you saved my ship in a most magical, brilliant way. You see, I wanted to have a chat about why we have to get rid of this purple haze. I think it is making all the inhabitants of Gleeway a bit nasty."
"It makes me itch," interrupted Dew.
"There's certainly something peculiar about it," said River, humming a little tune to himself.
"The inhabitants of Gleeway are usually very happy, smiley people," said Captain Jake. "But over the past few months, I think their smiles have turned downwards. Something is going on."
Captain Jake pointed out over the valley. "You must all come with me down that long, winding river road and into the forest. I think there we will find the answers." They nodded back in agreement, although Juniper would have liked to have stayed a little longer and looked at all the spaceship's instruments. He thought, well, there will be another day for that. Ludwig hissed. He certainly did not agree. He thought, in his pussycat brain, that this gold-toothed pirate, who had tried a couple of times to capture them, was now trying to hoodwink them into travelling with him. But no one took any notice of his hisses. Juniper, Dew and River, who all loved the flattery, thought this was going to be the best adventure. They could save the city of Gleeway and make the inhabitants happy again. Burped Ludwig, as his black fur bristled.
"Hey all, Captain Jack is a flatterer and a sweet talker. He is trying to make you all feel very special and important. Why is nobody listening to me?"
Juniper was too busy imagining what he could do to listen to Ludwig. He said, with a great flourish,
"What if I lead this adventure? What if I master this purple haze and use it to help Gleeway folk? What if Captain Jake gives me a big reward, like a new sword? Mum hasn't got me another one yet. What if the people of Gleeway create a song and sing my heroic praises? What if Dew and River give me their pocket money so they can be part of this journey?"
Dew and River looked with admiration at Juniper. He had all the right questions. But River piped up,
"And I will sing about our great deeds. And I might dance about them," said Dew, twirling. And they both said in unison, "But we will not be giving you our pocket money."
So, together they all decided to go travelling on this long, winding road. Dew and River skipped down the road. Juniper dreamt about the adventures to come. Captain Jake looked around furtively. Ludwig came last, thinking, "This is not going to end well." In the rear was a long, thin stream of purple haze following them. It was a beautiful day. The sun was shining and the birds were singing. River whispered to Dew,
"What has four legs, a tail, whiskers and cuts grass?"
"A lawn meower."
They both giggled, whilst Ludwig rolled his eyes.
"Shall I try for a haiku poem about going on adventures?" said a smiling Juniper.
"The road meanders, the adventure now begins,"
Captain Jake interrupted.
"With the Purple Haze Brigade."
No, that's not right. You can only have 5 syllables. A haiku poem is 5 syllables first line, 7 syllables second line, 5 syllables last line, and it doesn't have to rhyme, Juniper said. Captain Jake felt suitably told off. Dew said, adventures begin on the meandering road. Solutions will come.
Not bad, said Juniper, clapping.
Thanks. The purple haze is still with us, I see, said Dew, who felt all prickly. Just then, out of the forest marched a contingent of soldiers with their elongated purple hands emblazoned on their tunics. There was a loud clap of thunder and lightning streaked across the sky. It started to rain. It felt very menacing to the small band of travellers. What if we were all invisible? Thought Juniper. His brow wrinkled in concentration, and lo and behold, they all became invisible. Except for Ludwig's tail, which merrily swished along the river road. As they scurried past the soldiers, one was so flabbergasted by seeing a jet black tail whiz past him, attached to nothing else, that he tripped over. Thud, bang, thump, then there was a domino effect as half the contingent of soldiers fell down, one on top of the other. River laughed, but Juniper glared at him. He did not want them to be heard. The thunder got louder and louder, and as Juniper looked back, it was almost as if a long, elongated hand, slightly purple in colour, was picking up the fallen soldiers and dropping them down, angrily, one by one. The soldiers all looked very sheepish and jumped quickly out of the way as forked lightning just missed them all.
Wow, look at that lightning, said a stunned and by now very wet Juniper.
Quick, into the forest, yelled Captain Jack, shaking off the rain from his hat.
The little band of travellers left the meandering river road and made a dash for the forest. Unbeknownst to them all, they slowly started to become visible as the forest shook off the magic. But Ludwig did know, as cats had a sixth sense, and he was meowing away, but still, no one paid him any attention.
Meow, you can be seen. The spell is wearing off, he said,
and Ludwig tried to scratch Juniper's legs, but missed. A small slither of purple haze was still following them, and it slowly wound its way in Juniper's shoes and wrapped itself around Juniper's toes. No one even noticed that, as they were all too busy trudging through the forest in the rain. It was dark and miserable in the forest. The branches hung very low, and the undergrowth seemed to be hindering their way. There was hardly any sunlight, and, to top it off, the storm was getting worse, and they were all wet through.
What if I wish for the storm to stop? Thought Juniper.
But instead, the storm got worse and worse.
I think something is interfering with my magical ability, sobbed Juniper.
Try again,
called Dew and River in unison. Captain Jake and Ludwig looked on, hoping and hoping that Juniper's skills would work this time.
What if we're all at home and it's a nice sunny day?
Then there was a bigger clap of thunder and forked lightning hit the ground, but still, nothing happened.
Psst, psst, psst,
came a tiny little voice from a tangled spiky bush.
What are you doing here, fatso?
Roared Captain Jake. The very fat robo-mouse looked most offended.
I might ask you the same question myself, you burly pirate,
he squeaked, looking at Juniper, Dew and River. He squealed,
quick, come with me. I will show you to a safe way through the forest. Brrr and brrr and brrr,
purred Ludwig.
A mouse? Yummy. Well, perhaps I had better not eat the rescuer.
but it does look very delicious.
Chew looked into Ludwig's green eyes and thought,
I think Ludwig sees dinner.
And with that, she grabbed Ludwig and swung him over her shoulders as they all marched forward, following the very fat Robo-Mouse. Ludwig's whiskers were twitching. Juniper was feeling very miserable as they trudged along, and Reva was trying to cheer him up with cat jokes. But nothing was working. Jew was struggling to keep a good hold of Ludwig, and so nobody saw Captain Jake disappear around another pathway that veered off to the left. The little slither of purple haze stayed lightly wrapped around Juniper's toes.